This is a presentation of your season ticket, WESV Sports. Bradford Owls basketball on your season ticket, WESB Sports, B107.5 FM, AM 1490, WESB Bradford.
Good evening and welcome to Bradford Owls basketball. This is James Patrick coming to you live from the Owls Nest, where tonight your Bradford Boys Owls take on the Elk County Crusaders in a D9 league matchup. And thank you for being with us here on 1490 Sports. A nice crowd here at the Owl's Nest tonight. A few difficulties to start here. I just got the books for both teams, and we're starting early, and here we go, ladies and gentlemen. So the Owls come into tonight's game 3-1. 3-1. They've had a nice start to their season. We've always talked about often we talk about the Owls being young, and that's not the case this year. They're led by 5 seniors and not 8 juniors. So all upperclassmen this time around for your varsity boys Owls. Should be a very nice season. We'll be coming to you here on 1490 WESB Sports. I believe we have 13 boys broadcasts throughout the season. This is our first. Owls are led by Marcus Twilliger and Danny Marasco. They're returning starters from last year's team. There is a coaching change this year. Andrew Twilliger is the Owls head coach this year. So that brings a new look to the sideline. We'll see what that means on the court. Elk County comes into tonight's game undefeated, 6-0. Always a powerhouse in the state AA rankings. Not sure where they are right now, but they're led by junior Chase Simbeck and sophomore Jack Beimel. Just always strong, Elk County is. Always a nice test for the Owls. Some classic finishes over the years. Also some we want to forget. So we'll see how tonight works out. There's a buzz in the building tonight. They're saluting the veterans. Nice student section tonight. Red, white, and blue is the theme for tonight's game. I'm going to take a short break. I'll be back with the starting lineups, and we'll have your tip-off for Bradford Owls boys basketball against Elk County. This is Bradford Owls basketball on WESB Sports.
Bradford Owls basketball on WESB Sports is brought to you by members of the WESB Winners Circle. Winners Circle sponsors include W.R. Case & Sons, makers of quality handcrafted knives since 1889. This is Bradford Owls basketball on your season ticket, WESB Sports, B107.5 FM, AM 1490, WESB Bradford. W298CM Bradford. WESB Bradford. Your season ticket. WESB Sports. B107.5 FM.
Okay, welcome back. James Patrick here at the Owl's Nest. Once again, Bradford Owls boys basketball against the Elk County Crusaders. Bradford comes in 3-1. Elk County comes in 6-0. Few cancellations for your Owls. As you know, the weather's gotten us. If you're not tuning in with us on 1490 WESB, we are also available on 107.5 FM. And I've got a new thing this year. If you're out there listening and you want to make a comment, you can contact me live at jamespatrick@wesb. That is on the platform of X. Questions, concerns, just to let me know you're out there listening to our Owls broadcast, whatever. So, and there is a list of your upcoming broadcasts on there, so you can keep track of where we're headed. James Patrick at WESB on X. Thank you. JV game tonight. The Owls came up on the short end, 49-24. High-scoring JV game, run-and-gun game. I watched most of it. Owls got quite a few JV players as well. A lot of young guys coming up through. Varsity roster is loaded up with, like I said, five seniors and eight juniors. These guys have all played together for many, many years, so let's see what that equals. Should be an exciting season. Captains are meeting with the referees. We still got quite a bit of time on the clock, actually, before tip. Not sure about the pregame festivities tonight. Once again, we're honoring veterans this evening. Thank you for your service, in which I am one of, way back in the day. Shout out to my son-in-law, Lieutenant Bean, who's back with his wife today. He just spent some time in the Persian Gulf and South China Sea. Referees are done with their instructions. Teams getting their last minute instructions. I think we're going to break for the national anthem. Looks like we will take, the players are lining up for the national anthem. We'll take a couple minute break. We'll be back with your starting lineups. This is Brevard Owls Basketball on WESB Sports.
Basketball action on WESB Sports is brought your way by a special group of local sponsors, including W.R. Case & Sons Cutlery Company, makers of quality handcrafted knives since 1889. Winner's Circle sponsors, helping provide this basketball broadcast on WESB Sports, B107.5 FM, AM 1490, WESB Bradford. WESB Sports.
We invite all veterans in attendance to please stand and be recognized. On behalf of the Brad Powell Basketball Program, thank you for your service, your sacrifice, and your dedication to our nation. We'd also like to thank tonight's Game Night sponsor.
So, a little recognition there for our veterans that are in the house tonight for the game between Bradford and Elk County.
Thank you for your continued support of our student athletes.
Looks like you'll be sticking around with me for the national anthem this evening. Thank you for tuning in. Once again, we're available also on 107.5 FM. And you can reach me directly at James Patrick at WESB. On the platform of X.
Pride and love as a tribute to Aaron's memory. Thank you, veterans, and thank you, fans, for being a part of Brantford Owl community, and thank you for your support.
We're also recognizing tonight.
So, fans, at this time, we ask that you please rise.
There's a. We're also recognizing tonight the young man that passed away that played for the Fretz Owls. Unfortunately, last week.
For the rampart we will
Okay, very nice rendition of the national anthem there. I believe that young lady is a JV Owls player herself. The girls are not in action tonight. So before I get started, a special shout out to a couple of my little fans out there. Lucas and Big E are out there listening to me up on Bonaire Avenue. Thanks, guys, for listening and tuning in tonight. Okay, we're going to start with a starting lineup for Elk. Number 11, Chase Simbeck. Number 13, Franco Williams. Number 21, Luke Songer. Number 33, Charlie Getchy. And number 44, Jack Brendel.
And a guard, that's sophomore number 44, Jack Brendel.
And here comes the starting lineup for your Bradford Owls.
And now, the starting lineup for your Bradford Owls. And for junior 00,
Carter Rulo is going to lead things off tonight.
And our junior number 5, Tyler Simmons.
Number 5.
And our junior number 13,
Taryn Reese, number 13.
And our junior number 11, Marcus Terwilliger.
Number 11, senior.
And for senior
Danny Marasco, number 33, senior. So, Rulo, Blatchley, Simmons, Twilliger, Reese, Marasco, your starting five for your Owls this evening. It's going to be a nice night here at the Owls Nest. Referees are ready. Players are getting last minute instructions. Thank you for tuning in with us here on WSB Sports. I'll get it out there now. We'll be with you again from Warren on Saturday afternoon at 2 p.m. The Owls will be taking on the Warren Dragons. I'm about to get underway here. Few minutes early. Danny Marasco is going to jump for your Owls against number 11, Chase Sinbeck. Bradford Owls once again come in 3-1, and the Crusaders are 6-0. And jump ball won by your Owls. Marcus Twilliger with the ball. Comes down, calls out the play. Over to the corner, Tyler Simmons. He drives, dishes it out to Marasco. Taryn Reese with the ball now, top of the key. Simmons drives in, little floater short. Goes off of Elk, out of bounds. The Owls will maintain possession. First possession here of the game. Simmons is going to inbound. Gets it into Twilliger. Three ball. Oh, short. Rebounded by Reese. And your Owls maintain control. There's Twilliger with the ball. Taryn Reese with the ball now at the top of the key. The Owls reset. Gets it over to Twilliger on a wing. Twilliger. Down low to Simmons. Then into Marasco. Marasco's at the foul line. There's a three ball for Lorman. No, that's Taryn Reese, sorry. I'll have a little bit of growing pains on a couple of the names. Reese down low to Marasco. Beautiful. And Danny's unable to convert. He gets two more rebounds. And there's Tyler Simmons cleaning up the boards. So Danny had three attempts from down low and was unable to. And then it went over the rim. And Tyler Simmons with a strong rebound and putback. There's a whistle. It's a foul moving screen on Marcus Twilliger. That's his first. The Owls' first team foul. Owls with the early 2-0 lead. Looks like the Owls are in a 2-3. Oh, there's a quick hand by Marcus Twilliger, and he's off to the races. He lays it in. Marcus Twilliger with a steal in the fast break basket. I was going to tell you the Owls were in the 2-3 zone, but that tip happened rather quickly. Here's a three ball for Elk. Off the mark. Off the backboard. Rebounded by Elk. Another three ball. That one's off the mark. Rebounded by Reese. Your Owls got possession and a 4-0 lead. Simmons down low. What are they going to call? They called it offensive on Simmons. He got ahead of the field, and he laid it in. It looked like it would be an old-fashioned three, but they called the charge. So that's the second foul on your Owls, first foul on Simmons. Elk with the ball, trailing 4-0. Crowd getting into it here. Wanting another defensive stand. 2-3 zone for your Owls. Elk passes it around the perimeter. Still around the perimeter. Good defense down low by your Owls. The Owls will be happy right there, leaving them out around the perimeter. Sure, those are good three-point shooters, but that's your, it's your best option. There's a drive down low, kick to the foul line, and they get it down low to Jack Brendel, and he puts it in. So they worked it down, full court press by the Elk. There goes Twilliger across the timeline. Marcus down the lane, kicks it out. That is a three ball from Reese, comes up short. There's a rebound by Rulo, put back in. Carter Rulo with a rebound and a floater. Your Owls lead 6-2. Nice start here for your Bradford Owls. Elk just passing around the outside, looking, being patient, looking for that guy down low. Last time they got it right down low to Sinbeck, or no, Brendel. Top of the key. There's a long three ball off the mark. Rebounded by Elk. Kick back out. Ooh, that looked like an extra step. Sometimes they let you have that. Elk around the outside again. I guess this might be a good time to bring up the PIAA has approved the shot clock. I believe it's still two seasons away to allow schools to adequately get shot clocks. But we will join the other states. There's a shot by Elk and a rebound by Rulo. Twilliger once again off to the races. Oh, and it gets his pocket picked. Elk coming back the other way. Elk quick to the basket, and it's in. That's number 11, Sinbeck. Full court press put on again. It's 6-4 Owls. Marasco gets the inbound, gets it back to Simmons. Simmons brings it across the timeline. Simmons still has the ball. Marcus Twilliger into the corner. There's Reese. Reese back out to Twilliger. Twilliger getting instructions from Coach Twilliger. Marcus has the ball. Oh, and it gets tipped by a quick hand from Elk. And it's off of Marcus, and it's going to be Elk possession. Into the game for your Owls comes Cole Blatchley and Evan Troisi. Both of those players also got a lot of time last year in substitute roles. So everybody in there for the Owls this year got some good time last year. So 6-4 lead, Elk County possession, 2:28 to go here in the first. There's a drive to the hole by Brendel. He makes it, and he's fouled by Evan Troisi. That's his first and the team's third. So in a few years, Pennsylvania will have the shot clock. We know that New York State has it with those common opponents every once in a while. Brendel makes the free throw, and we have a 7-6 Elk lead with 2 minutes, 15 seconds to go in the first. Terwilliger, some nice ball handling, and he's called for 5 seconds. So it's going to be Elk's ball. Into the game comes Landon Lorman for Danny Marasco. So you've got Lorman, Troisi. There's another foul on the Elks. No, offensive foul on 32. So an offensive foul on Elk. That's their first. Once again, pressure on the side inbound. And the Owls turned it over on the inbound pass. Lorman, Rulo, Twilliger, Troisi. And Blatchley in there for your Owls. Elk with possession and a 7-6 lead. 1:50 to go in the first. There's a drive inside, floater off the mark, and it's out of bounds off of Elk, the Owls' possession. Elk is going to full court press again. Troisi's going to inbound. Gets it into Twilliger. Twilliger's trapped. Two men. He gets around both of them. He's across the timeline. He's going to take it all the way. He does bobble it. And now we're going to probably have a jump ball. And that's going to go to Elk. Elk ball, 7-6 lead, 1:15 to go in the first. There's a three ball. That's a good three ball by Simbeck. And the Elk Crusaders lead 10-6. Pressure put on the Owls again. Foul on Muccio of Elk. Danny Marasco and Reese. Taryn Reese coming back into the game for your Owls. Coach Terwilliger, trying not to get anybody too tired. And he can do that. He's not losing. You know, these guys are all very, very adequate. Oh, there's a big hit. And who we... It's another foul on red three, which is Muccio. That's his second and the team's third. Big collision there at almost half court. Owls are going to inbound down 10-6. 1 minute to go in the first quarter. This is James Patrick, WESB Sports at the Owls Nest. Ooh. Lorman in there now with the ball, and it gets his pocket picked. Here comes Elk up the court again. 50 seconds. 10-6 lead. Behind the back dribble, and a put up and in by number 44, Brendel. Brendel's got 7 points in the first quarter here. Owls back quick. Marasco out to Lorman. Marasco saves an errant pass there. They get the ball to Reese. Reese to Blatchley. Marasco. Marasco's in the lane, kicks it out. Marasco's got it back. Back to Blatchley. Owls moving the ball around all around the court here really nicely. There's a jumper from the foul line short. Rebounded by Elk. And he half-court shot at the end of the first quarter. And it was no good. We're going to take a one-minute break. I'll be back with you here. This is Bedford Owls Basketball on WSB Sports.
Heritage Design, Modern Made. W.R. Case & Sons proudly introduces the new Bridgeline Series knives. The Longhouse and High Banks are inspired by traditional patterns with lightweight and durable aluminum frames and bolsters and luxury composite and wood handle materials. Both models also feature a steel deep carry pocket clip for easy opening and convenient carrying. The new Bridgeline knives, where Case Heritage Design meets Modern Made. See them now at the Zippo Case flagship store in Bradford.
Basketball action on WESB Sports is brought your way by a special group of local sponsors, including W.R. Case & Sons Cutlery Company, makers of quality handcrafted knives since 1889. Winner's Circle Sponsors, helping provide this basketball broadcast on WESB Sports, B107.5 FM, AM 1490, WESB Bradford. WESB Sports.
And welcome back to the Owl's Nest. James Patrick along, or here at the Owl's Nest. Bradford High boys against Elk Crusaders. Start of the second quarter, Elk County leads 12-6. The Owls started out fast, and then Elk gained momentum and took a 12-6 lead. Fast-paced game. Your Owls are going to have Simmons, Terwilliger, Reese, Rulo, Marasco, your original starting five out there. Terwilliger with the ball, gets it to the down low. Oh, a little too low for Reese. Reese back out up top with the ball. He drives. He's cut off. Good defense there by Elk. Simmons with the ball now. Back to Reese. Reese to Rulo in the corner. Rulo gets it to Danny in the lane. Danny Maresco kicks it out. That's Reese up short on the three ball. Rebounded by Elk. Elk quick down court. Into the corner. Elk. Just around the outside, they kind of put you to sleep, and then there's an open three ball. Off the mark, rebounded by Rulo, and he's fouled. He's fouled by 13. It's Franco Williams. That's going to be his first, and the Elk County Catholic Crusaders' first of the second quarter. First minute gone here in the second quarter, 12-6 Elk lead. Out of bounds off the Elk on the inbound pass. Elk is once again now full court pressing. Simmons on the inbound gets it into Reese. Reese going to take it across the timeline. And he gets his pocket picked. And a great play there by the Elk County Crusader, number 11, Simbeck. Elk with possession. And they, you know, slow it down and start their play, and it's very much machine-like for Elk, the way they set it up. Down low, long cross court. That's Simbeck. Out to Songer. Into the corner for Brendel. Simbeck's got the ball. Gets it down low. Another pass down low. That's going to be Brendel for another two. Nice passing down low for Elk. There's the full court press again. Now Terwilliger gets it inbounds, and he's got it back. Terwilliger across the timeline. 14-6, Elk leads. Down to Rulo. Rulo, couple dribbles, spin, floater. Off the back iron, Elk comes up way with a rebound. Owls are going to have to get in there and get an offensive board. Get a put back. There's down low. Block. I was going to say block, but it was a foul, I believe, on Rulo. Nope. That foul is on Danny Marasco, his first, and the Owls' first.
Go, Jake.
Jake Wasco, going to the line for two for Elk. First one's up and in. 15-6 Elk. Into the game comes Cole Blatchley for Taryn Reese for your Owls. One more for Wasco from the line. It's up and it's good. Into the game comes Gilmore for Elk. Now they're using their bench quite a bit as well. Both teams keeping guys rested. Simmons had to fight for it, but kept it. There's Marcus Twilliger. All the way to the hoop. Lays it in, and it's a little too hard off the rim. Rebounded by Elk. Good defense by your Owls. There's a three ball off the mark. Rebounded by Simmons. Simmons is off and running. Simmons, Blatchley, Twilliger. Twilliger drives down the lane. He's in the lane. Oh, he's lost control. He's going to put it up. There's a fast break for Elk. Number 12 lays it in. That is Gilmore. That's his first two. Going to be a timeout here for the Owls. 18-6, they trail. It's going to be a full timeout. We'll take a short break, and we'll be back right back with you. This is Bradford Owls basketball on WSB Sports.
Elevate your outdoor capabilities with the new Case Chris Taylor Fixed Blade Knives from W.R. Case & Sons. The three exclusive new designs, the Clip, the Drop, and the Skinner, all feature a fully exposed tang and a screw-together design for enhanced overall strength and stability. Whatever task you have in mind, these versatile fixed blade knives are built by Case to truly outlast. And of course, each is covered by Case's limited lifetime warranty. See all three distinctive new Case Chris Taylor Fixed Blade Knives today at the Zippo Case flagship store in Bradford.
WESB Sports.
Welcome back. 18-6 lead for the Elk County Crusaders. Bradford Owls timeout. Coach Twilliger making some adjustments. High energy game here at the Owls Nest. Both teams are pretty physical. Owls are going to inbound under their own basket, and Elk is putting that full court pressure on as well. Twilliger gets open, and he's got it in the corner. He's one-on-one, so he should get it across the timeline. He does. Marcus, they set up the play. Simmons in the corner. Simmons drives down and puts it up all the way to the hole. Strong. Tyler Simmons. Nice strong move to the basket. Your Owls cut the lead 18-8. Elk leads. Evan Troisi set to come in on the next timeout. There's a travel by Elk. Okay, Owls, go get another one. Troisi's going to come in for Simmons. Owls are going to inbound it here near the scorer's table. Troisi into Twilliger. 10-point lead for Elk. 18-8. 3:45 to go in the first half. There's a intercepted pass by Elk. Off and running. All the way down. There's a block by Marcus Twilliger. Nice block. Out of bounds. Elk is going to inbound. They get it into the corner. And all the drive. That's a drive by Simbeck. And there's a 20-8 lead for Elk. Troisi brings it up court. Troisi didn't couldn't get it to anybody, and was about to travel, so he threw it, and it went to an Elk player. So Elk once again has possession with a 20-8 lead. The problem with this Elk lead, as you may know, if you've watched Elk for many years, they like that four corners. And there's a basket for Elk. Simbeck again, that's two. They like that four corners, and they'll shut the game down in the second half and go to that four corners. That's why the shot clock will be nice in a few years. When it is, there's another steal by DuBois, or sorry, Elk County. And a block by Latchley. The Owls got the ball. Here comes Troisi. That's probably going to be a charge on Troisi. I believe. Oh, they called a block. Troisi's going to go after the old-fashioned three-point play. So nice, strong move there by Evan Troisi. This announcer thought it was going to get called the other way, but fouls on Gilmore. That's his first, the team's second. So Troisi at the line for one. Up and off the iron. Rebounded by Elk. Elk possession, 22-10 lead. 2:15 to go in the first half. There's a foul on the Owls. That's a foul on Lorman. His first, the team's second. Elk gets it in, and an errant pass. Errant no-look pass. The Owls are going to have possession, down by 12. Elk with the pressure on the ball. Get it in to Troisi. Taryn Reese. Reese with the ball. To Troisi. Troisi almost loses it, but keeps control and now loses it. And there goes Elk. Layup by Simbeck. Pressure put back on. Simmons with the ball. Simmons calling out directions. There's a jumper by Reese off the mark. Oh, nice hustle move and almost a steal by Simmons. Went out of bounds off Simmons, so good hustle there by Simmons. Get his hand in front of that pass. 1:21 to go in the first half. The Owls trail 24-10. There's a foul line out back out to the corner, down low, and a layup missed. Danny Marasco with the rebound. Out to Reese. Reese to Twilliger. Rulo's going to check back in next time. Twilliger, long three, off the mark, rebounded by Elk. 48 seconds to go. Elk with a 14-point lead. They look back to the coach for direction. There's a drive by Brindle, and he lays it in. 26 seconds to go. Owl possession. Taryn Reese with the ball. And it's tipped away, and there's a timeout by Elk. Are they going to say Elk had possession? That's a 30-second timeout. We're going to stay right here. So there's 16 seconds left in the first half. Not sure who guys has possession there. It was a tip ball, and Elk called timeout very quickly. So your Owls trail 26-10. As we said in the pregame, Elk is a perennial AA state powerhouse, undefeated again this year. They do quite well. Their program is solid. Aaron Straub, I don't know, 500-plus wins. Maybe it's 800-plus wins. It's a lot of wins. He's in the Pennsylvania Hall of Fame for coaching. Looks like Rulo, Latchley, Lorman, Twilliger, and Simmons in there for your Owls. 16 seconds to go. It's going to be Elk's possession. Long three ball off the mark. Rebounded by Elk. Putback is a little late, I believe. That's going to be your halftime score, 26-10. I'm going to compile some stats. I'll be back with a halftime show. This is Bradford Owls Basketball on WSB Sports.
Bradford Owls Basketball on WESB Sports is brought to you by members of the WESB Winners Circle. Winners Circle sponsors include W.R. Case & Sons, makers of quality handcrafted knives since 1889. This is Bradford Owls Basketball on your season ticket, WESB Sports, B107.5 FM. AM 1490, WESB, Bradford.
Heritage Design, Modern Made. W.R. Case & Sons proudly introduces the new Bridgeline Series knives. The Longhouse and High Banks are inspired by traditional patterns with lightweight and durable aluminum frames and bolsters and luxury composite and wood handle materials. Both models also feature a steel deep carry pocket clip for easy opening and convenient carrying. The new Bridgeline knives, where Case Heritage Design meets Modern Made. See them now at the Zippo Case flagship store in Bradford.
Basketball action on WESB Sports is brought your way by a special group of local sponsors, including W.R. Case & Sons Cutlery Company, makers of quality handcrafted knives since 1889. Winner's Circle sponsors, helping provide this basketball broadcast on WESB Sports, B107.5 FM, AM 1490, WESB, Bradford.
Elevate your outdoor capabilities with the new Case Chris Taylor fixed blade knives from W.R. Case & Sons. The three exclusive new designs, the clip, the drop, and the skinner, all feature a fully exposed tang and a screw-together design for enhanced overall strength and stability. Whatever task you have in mind, these versatile fixed blade knives are built by Case to truly outlast. And of course, each is covered by Case's limited lifetime warranty. See all three distinctive new Case Chris Taylor fixed blade knives today at the Zippo Case flagship store in Bradford.
W298CM Bradford. WESB Bradford. Your season ticket. WESB Sports. B107.5 FM.
And welcome back. James Patrick here at the Owl's Nest. Bradford High boys basketball tonight against the Elk County Crusaders. The Owls currently trail 26-10 at the half. The Owls came out quick, got out to a real quick 4-0 lead, but soon after that, Elk took control, led by two players, Sinbeck and Brindle. They both have 11 points at the half, so both of those players, that's 22 of their 26. Your Owls are led by Tyler Simmons with 4 points. No foul trouble to speak of for either team. Coaches are going to have to make some interesting halftime adjustments. And, you know, the Owls need to just grow from this game. You know, they're not out of it. But like I said, Elk likes to take the air out of the ball with a lead in the second half. They don't mind winning a game that they score in the 20s or low 30s. They've done that with much success for many years. That's down in the southern part of the district. That come under great scrutiny. But like I said, in a few years, Pennsylvania has approved the shot clock. I think it'll be 35 seconds. So they'll be have to shoot. Both teams warming up on the court. Once again, this broadcast is available on not only 1490, but 107.5, our sister station, FM. And also, you can contact me or just keep abreast of what's going on on the Owls WSB season at James Patrick at WSB Sports on the former Twitter, X now, it's called. Make a question, comment, anything you'd like to do on there. Sinbeck is a junior and Brendel is a sophomore. If you're wondering, Elk County continues to retool every year. I believe they're able to, well, they are able to. I don't know where all these boys come from, but they are certainly able to take young men from all over Elk County as the only private school in Elk County. So I don't know if anybody travels over and creates the team, but they do well. Always a good measuring stick for us. Solid performance here in the first half, but just on the short end of the stick. Full court pressure the entire first half by Elk County. Owls got through it almost all every time, a couple steals. Quick hands on defense, Elk. Okay, we're going to take one more minute break. We'll be back for the tip for the second half. This is Bradford Owls basketball on WSB Sports.
Basketball action on WESB Sports is brought your way by a special group of local sponsors, including W.R. Case & Sons Cutlery Company, makers of quality handcrafted knives since 1889. Winner's Circle Sponsors, helping provide this basketball broadcast on WESB Sports, B107.5 FM, AM 1490. WESB Bradford.
Elevate your outdoor capabilities with the new Case Chris Taylor fixed blade knives from WR Case & Sons. The three exclusive new designs, the clip, the drop, and the skinner, all feature a fully exposed tang and a screw-together design for enhanced overall strength and stability. Whatever task you have in mind, these versatile fixed blade knives are built by Case to truly outlast. And of course, each is covered by Case's limited lifetime warranty. See all three distinctive new Case Chris Taylor fixed blade knives today at the Zippo Case flagship store in Bradford.
WESB Sports.
Welcome back to the Owl's Nest. James Patrick, WESB Sports, Bradford Owls boys basketball. I was just thinking of something. Our last broadcast was the ladies basketball, and the Lady Owls dominated the first half, and in the second half they were dominated, and they ultimately lost. So let's see if the boys can turn it around like those Du Bois girls did the other night. 26-10. Owls are going to take the floor with Simmons, Marasco, Reese, Terwilliger, and Rulo. Same starting five. Looks like Elk has the same starting five as well. Elk begins the second half with possession. Owls are like now they're going to stay in the 2-3 zone. There's a kick to the foul line. Three ball for Elk. Off the mark. Rebounded by Simmons. Good rebound there by Tyler Simmons. Owls possession. Reese. Simmons. Simmons gets it to Twilliger. Marcus has the ball. Over to Reese. Get Danny Marasco cutting in the lane. Kicks it out to Simmons for a three ball. Or that was Rulo with a three ball in the corner, and it was off the mark. Rebounded by Elk. Elk works it around. Top of the key. Pull it back out to almost half court. Marasco on the defense. Down low. up, miss, rebound by Elk, and a foul on Marcus Twiller. There are going to be two shots. Marcus's second foul, the Owls' first. Number 33, Getchy, is going to be at the line for two. And he's off the mark. .115 gone in this third quarter. Same score, 26-10. Elk County leads. Getchy with his second free throw. And it's good. Terwilliger gets it quickly across the timeline. Rulo back to Terwilliger in the corner. Terwilliger drives, puts up a floater off the mark, rebounded by Elk. Elk quickly up court. There's a drive, a fake. They got it down low. It looks like Rulo might have got a hand on that. It ends up being a jump ball and Owls possession. Good play there by Rulo. Simmons going to inbound it. Elk continuing with the full court pressure. Simmons gets it in to Reese. Reese back to Simmons. Simmons brings it across the timeline. Then he gets his pocket picked. And here goes Elk for the lay-in. Oh, and he misses it. Rebound. That is Luke Songer with a rebound following the play in a lay-in. And there's a timeout, Bradford. That's a 30-second timeout. We're going to stay right here. It's 29-10. 29-10, Elk County leads. Blatchley's going to check into the game for your Owls. Nice crowd here, like I had said earlier, on hand for the Owls game here at the Owls Nest. Beautiful day today, weather-wise. I think we've got a different story come tomorrow. Both the boys and ladies Owls have been victim to several cancellations already on their schedule due to Mother Nature. Always a thing they deal with in basketball season. So here comes Simmons, Blatchley, Marasco, Terwilliger, and Rulo for your Owls. It's Owls possession. Simmons is going to inbound. Gets it in to Blatchley. Blatchley almost has it picked, but it's out of bounds off Elk. Simmons will be inbounding again in front of the Elk bench. Full court pressure. They get it into Terwilliger's got a line to the basket. And he's going to get two shots. Terwilliger went in hard. And Getchy gets his first foul for Elk. That's their second team foul. Marcus is going to be at the line for two. First one's up and in. Marcus ready for a second shot. Up and off the board, off the rim, and rebounded by Elk. Elk quickly down court. There's a quick hand by Terwilliger, steals it away, and he's going to spin move and try to go to the hole, and he gets it in. Terwilliger, nice steal and take to the hoop. Terwilliger with quick hands again, steals it again, and he gets it stolen back. I think nice little segment there for Terwilliger. And there's a shot in for Brindle. That's a foul on Rulo, his first, team's third. Brindle going to go for the old-fashioned three here at the foul line. 31-13, 5:22 to go in the third quarter. Okay, substitutions are in for Elk. One shot. Rendell. Off the mark. Terwilliger with a rebound. Owls possession down 31-13. Terwilliger in the corner to Simmons. Simmons drives out to the foul line, loses control, gets it back. Simmons to Terwilliger. Terwilliger down to Marasco. Marasco, couple turn and a jump, and he gets fouled. That foul's on Brindle. His first, team's third, team's second. Danny Marasco at the line for two. Danny's yet to hit the scoreboard tonight. First one's up, around, went around twice and went in. Into the game comes Taryn Reese and Evan Troisi. Second free throw from Rasko's up and good. 31-15. Elk works the ball around into the corner. A drive down low, kicks it back out. And there's a, we've got a man down. Evan Troisi is down. He's back up. I think he got poked in the eye. There's a foul. Troisi got poked in the eye. He's coming off the court. They haven't put the foul up on the scoreboard yet. They're going to take a timeout. They're going to talk. Refs are talking about it. So Troisi got away from the ball. Troisi got a finger in the eye. Referees. Intentional foul called on number 21. That's going to be Luke Songer. That's going to get everyone in the gymnasium a little heated. So Troisi's going to go to the line. A lot of confusion here. Okay, Troisi's going to go to the line for two. And Troisi's not going to have to shoot. Tyler Simmons is going to get to shoot because of Troisi's eye. He appears to be okay, but if you've ever got a finger in the eye, it's no fun. Simmons going to shoot. He's ready to shoot his first. Simmons is in. Second shot. Up and in. 31-17, going to be Owls possession. 4:44 to go in the third. Full court pressure still by Elk. They get it in to Danny Marasco, back to Simmons. Simmons is going to get it across the timeline. Simmons looking for an open man. Nobody there. Gets it out to Reese. Reese to Terwilliger. Simmons in the corner. Back out to Marcus up top. Back over to Reese. Reese tried to get it down low to Marasco. It was stolen away. And quickly down court and in the basket is Brendel. He's stacking up the points tonight, Jack Brendel. Simmons with the ball. 33-17, Elk leads. 4 minutes to go in the third quarter. Marcus. Oh, Marcus with an errant pass, and Elk going to take possession. Elk inbound. Across the timeline. Rulo, Simmons, Barrasco, Terwilliger, Reese in there for your Owls. Elk with possession. Around the outside, there's a trap. Oh, he gets it away. And there's down the lane. There's an open shot. Oh, almost an up and down. He didn't shoot it. There's a three ball for Elk. Off the mark. Tip back out. Elk gets it. And a lay-in by Simbeck. Pressure applied. Reese takes it quickly, and it gets his pocket picked. There's an easy layup by Simbeck. There's a timeout by Coach Terwilliger. 37-17. Elk leads. 3 minutes to go in the third quarter. That's going to be a full timeout. We're going to take a short break. This is Brefford Owls basketball on WESB Sports.
Basketball action on WESB Sports is brought your way by a special group of local sponsors, including W.R. Case & Sons Cutlery Company, makers of quality handcrafted knives since 1889. Winner's Circle sponsors, helping provide this basketball broadcast on WESB Sports, B107.5 FM, AM 1490, WESB Bradford, WESB Sports.
Welcome back. James Patrick at the Owl's Nest. Bradford Owls boys basketball against Elk County. Elk County currently leads 37-17. Two-man show for Elk. Sinbeck and Brindle, 15 points apiece. There's 30 of their 37 on the board tonight. Quite the tandem. And both junior and sophomore. So years to come of that. Owls are going to inbound. Simmons. Simmons, Marasco, Terwilliger, Rulo, and Fabian Shirk into the game for the Owls first time tonight. And there's a, they pick Simmons' pocket, but out of bounds off Elk. 2:52 to go in the third quarter. Inbound to Terwilliger. Terwilliger drives down the lane. He's going to get the shot off or get fouled. He gets fouled. He's going to shoot two. Marcus found a little lane there. 35. That's Wasco with the foul. His first. The team's fourth. Next foul. The Owls will be shooting. This foul they're shooting the old-fashioned way. Terwilliger's up and in. 37-18. Lorman comes back into the game for Marasco. Landon Lorman. Second free throw is up and good. Fabian Shirk with pressure on the ball. Fabian Shirk looking like he's on a different speed than everybody else out there. Gets into the game and he's trying to ignite the Owls. There's a foul called. That's on Landon Lorman. That's his second and the team's third. Here comes Cole Blatchley for Simmons. Inbound by Elk into the backcourt. .217 to go in the third. Elk passing it around the outside. Owls pressuring the ball really hard, but Elk can, gets it down low. Down low to Wasco for the lay-in. Good ball movement there by Elk. Terwilliger across the timeline. Terwilliger's going to take it. He's in a travel on Marcus. He had a lane, but the lane got cut off, and then he got the ball held up, and then he traveled. into the game for Elk comes Muccio. For Gilmore. Fabian Shirk back there on the one-man defense, putting his own full court pressure on. They get it across the timeline. Shirk steals it. Oh, it has it almost stolen back, but gains control. Shirk gets it to Rulo. Rulo spin. Tries to put it up. Gets blocked. And Elk comes away with it. There's a long outlet pass. And a lay-in. Nope, they missed it. Rebound by Shirk. Twilliger. He hands it off to Twilliger. Going full court. Marcus is fouled. 44. That's Jack Brindle, his second. That's the team's fifth. Marcus will be at the line for two. First one's up and too hard. Enzo Alio coming into the game for your Owls in place of Rulo. Marcus has one more free throw. It's up and it's off the mark. Front and back of the rim, and it goes out of bounds off Elk. So the Owls are going to maintain possession, down 39-19. 1:17 to go in the third. Oh, there's a whistle before that shot. And 21 White, that's Alio with a foul. Away from the ball. Shirk trying to provide that spark back there. Elk gets it across the timeline. Pass down low, intercepted by Blatchley. Blatchley to Twilliger. Twilliger, Lorman. Lorman driving down low, hard, gets fouled. Landon Lorman, strong move, 32. Brim, his second foul and the sixth team foul. Landon Lorman at the line for two. He's yet to get the scoreboard tonight. Get in there. It's in, the first one. He's on the board. Second one's up. Off the mark. Elk with a rebound. 39-20. Less than a minute to go. There's a steal by Blatchley. Back to Shirk. Shirk back to Blatchley. Alio up top. Alio gets it to Twilliger. Offensive foul. I don't agree with that. They're called a moving screen on Lorman. That's his third foul, and the team's fifth. Seconds to go, 39-20. Elk leads. There's a shot. Number three, Muccio, is on the board for Elk. Long three ball. Makes it. Andrew Twilliger, or Marcus Twilliger. Sorry. Three ball at the buzzer, and the Owls trail 41-23. Take a short break here between quarters. This is Bradford Owls Basketball on WSB Sports.
Basketball action on WESB Sports is brought your way by a special group of local sponsors, including W.R. Case & Sons Cutlery Company, makers of quality handcrafted knives since 1889. Winner's Circle sponsors, helping provide this basketball broadcast on WESB Sports, B107.5 FM, AM 1490, WESB Bradford.
Or
WESB Sports.
James Patrick back here at the Owl's Nest for the beginning of the fourth quarter. Elks can have possession. Your Owls have Twilliger, Marasco, Rulo, Simmons, and Reese out there to start the fourth quarter. They trail 41-23. Marcus Twilliger with a long three ball desperation at the end of the third quarter, and it goes straight through. Elk, I would say they're, I don't know. No, they take a three, and it's good. It's good. That's Sinbeck. Three ball. I was going to say they look like they might be slowing it down. There's Simmons quick the other way and in. Tyler Simmons, nice floater. About 7 foot floater. Elk back up court quickly. There's a three from the corner. That's good. That's number 21, Luke Songer. He's on the board with a three. Shirk and Alio going to come back into the game to the Owls. There's a steal by Elk and a lay-in by Simbeck. There's a timeout by Bradford. Thirty-second timeout. We're going to stay right here. Couple quick baskets there by Elk. Elk's got a commanding lead, 49-25. Owls are playing hard. This Elk team is just really good. Really good. I've said this last year. It'll be interesting to see how far they can go on the season in the AA state playoffs. This is going to move them to 7-0 on the season. Okay, coming out of the timeout. There's Shirk, Alio, Curcio, Trey Curcio for his first time in, Marasco, and Rulo. So Coach Twilliger is getting some guys in there that don't get a lot of time. Curcio with the ball. Curcio across the timeline. Nice little ball handler, the Curcio kid. To Rulo. Rulo picks up his dribble. Looking for somebody. Tries to get it to Shirk. Gets it to him on the baseline. Shirk now in the corner. Shirk picks up his dribble. And there's a steal, and it's going to be an easy lay-in for Simbeck. Simbeck going to beat his buddy Brendel in the scoring tonight, but Brendel just about got himself another steal. There's Shirk. There's a scrum, and it ends up with Rulo, who misses a shot, and Elk gets the board. Elk fast down court. There's a layup in. That's Luke Songer. Just as I said that Elk would go into the four corners, they've never run faster. They are one pass laying it in. Here's another steal. And it'll be another lay-in. That one is for Brendel. 55-25. We've got a player injured for Elk. One of his guys grabbed his leg and took it up. Looks like a cramp. Yeah, we're going to stay right here. Player for Elk down, cramped leg. Rulo, Twilliger, Marasco, Blatchley, and Troisi out there for your Owls. Players up. We're going to get back underway. 5:11 to go in the game. The Owls trail 55-25. This is James Patrick on WESB Sports. We can also be heard on 107.5 FM. And you can get a hold of me directly during the broadcast or anytime at jamespatrick@wsbsports.com. on the X platform. There's a shot off the mark. Shot by Troisi, and Elk comes away with a rebound. Elk working it around, top of the key. Drive penetration, up and off the mark. Rebound by Elk. That's going to be a jump ball, I believe. Maybe not. Nope. That's a foul on Rulo down in that far corner that I can't see. It's going to be Elk ball. That's the first foul on the Owls in the fourth quarter, a second personal on Rulo. Inbound by Elk, stolen away by Rulo. Rulo came up a little gimpy on that one. There's a pass down low to Troisi off the mark. Foul on Elk. Foul on number 20, his first, team's first. Marcus Twilliger is going to go to the line for two. First one's up and in. Second one is up and on the way, and it's in. Elk with the inbound across the timeline. 3:45 to go in the game. Elk lead. There's a pass down low. Reverse layup missed. Marasco with the board. Danny Marasco all the way up court. Going to take it. And they call a block on number 12, Gilmore. It's going to be his second, the team's second. On the floor. Owls will inbound under their basket. There's a shot by Blatchley. Oh, just short. And out of bounds off Elk. He said white. I thought he said white. Okay, out of bounds off the Owls. There's a foul on Rulo, that's going to be his third. Team second. 2:24 to go. 55-27, Elk lead. Twilliger drives. We'll call that one an offensive on Twilliger. That's his third foul. The Elk bench erupts in applause. Kind of a sarcastic applause, I think. 1:42 to go. The Owls full court pressure. Elk inbound. Elk gets it across the timeline. Pass down low, blocked by Marasco, and Rulo comes away with it. Wide open shot down low. Danny Marasco gets a hand on it. There's Danny at the other end. Oh, blocked and out of bounds off Elk. Nice block there by Marasco, and then a hustle down court to get fouled. Or get knocked out of bounds, actually. Troisi inbounds to Blatchley. Blatchley over to Twilliger. Twilliger tries to get to Rulo, gets tipped away. Now it's way up in the air. Oh, and Elk comes away with it. Milk ball down low on the baseline. Back out to the wing. 36 seconds to go. There's a charge against Elk. Number 20, that's his second foul. Seconds to go in the game. 55-27. Owls with the ball. Troisi drives. Kicks it to Marasco. Marasco with a shot. Too hard. His own board. Off the mark. And 4 seconds to go. That's going to be your final score. 55-27. I'm going to tally up things here. We'll be back for the postgame show. This is Bradford Owls Basketball on WSB Sports.
Bradford Owls Basketball on WESB Sports is brought to you by members of the WESB Winners Circle. Winners Circle sponsors include W.R. Case & Sons, makers of quality handcrafted knives since 1889. This is Bradford Owls Basketball on your season ticket, WESB Sports. B107.5 FM, AM 1490. WESB Bradford.
Heritage Design, Modern Made. W.R. Case & Sons proudly introduces the new Bridgeline series knives. The Longhouse and High Banks are inspired by traditional patterns with lightweight and durable aluminum frames and bolsters and luxury composite and wood handle materials. Both models also feature a steel deep carry pocket clip for easy opening and convenient carrying. The new Bridgeline knives, where Case Heritage Design meets Modern Made. See them now at the Zippo Case flagship store in Bradford.
After the madness and mayhem of the holidays.
Mom, hush!
Shut up, Ralphie!
Wouldn't it be nice to get a little rest and relaxation?
Maybe on an all-new ultra-comfy recliner from Between Four Walls.
It's the 12 Days of Giveaway. Be the seventh in when you hear the cue to call to win the prize of the day.
You'll automatically be in for the grand prize.
A $750 certificate towards a new comfy recliner. Or whatever luxury furnishings you'd love to have at Between Four Walls Home Furnishings. Daily prizes include
a 5x7 area rug from Between Four Walls, a $100 gift card for Charlie's Cycle Sales and Service, $25 Bradford Area Chamber of Commerce gift certificates, good for dozens of locations, from Metallico Bradford, pairs and four packs of men and women's Bonnie's basketball tickets for every home game for the remainder of the season, $50 gift cards for Jim Coast Sales and Service, a Milwaukee half-inch hammer and drill driver set from Hall Electric, and a gift basket courtesy of Field Street Boot and Tin Ceiling Gift Shop.
Ho, ho.
Listen to win,
qualify,
and win even more. From your post-Christmas relaxation stations,
B107.5 FM
and 100.1 The Hero.
Elevate your outdoor capabilities with the new Case Chris Taylor fixed blade knives from W.R. Case & Sons. The three exclusive new designs, the clip, the drop, and the skinner, all feature a fully exposed tang and a screw-together design for enhanced overall strength and stability. Whatever task you have in mind, these versatile fixed blade knives are built by Case to truly outlast. And of course, each is covered by Case's limited lifetime warranty. See all three distinctive new Case Chris Taylor fixed blade knives today at the Zippo Case flagship store in Bradford.
W298CM Bradford.
WESB Bradford.
Your season ticket.
WESB Sports. B107.5 FM.
And good evening and welcome back to the Owl's Nest. James Patrick here for WSB Sports. Tonight your Bradford Owls came up on the short end against Elk County 55-27. Really, Elk County dominated the game from the start. Two of the better players in the D9 league, Simbeck and Brindel, scored 22 and 17 points. Two guys, 39 points. That's quite a bit. It's not right. Yeah, maybe it is right. 22 and 17. Your Owls were led by Twilliger with 12 and Simmons with 8. They really couldn't, you know, I wouldn't say it was from lack of hustle. I'd go tonight with the balls went Elk County's way. I mean, you know, all the 50-50 balls, Elk wins those. Rebounds are very tough on the boards, and very good program. Elk moves to 7-0 on the season. Your Owls fall to 3-2. The Owls will be back in the action, and we'll be have it here on WSB Sports Saturday at 2:30 from Warren as your Owls take on the Warren Dragons. Once again, the final score tonight from the Owls' Nest, Elk County Crusaders 55, your Bradford Owls 27. This is James Patrick for WSB Sports.